We can start our morning chanting now. We will do the Anandagiri version. Those who don't have the book, you just listen. The old copy is on page 18, morning chanting. Joyce, you got your page? Morning chanting, huh? Okay, we shall start while the rest come in. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounds so well, and to the Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, to this the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. Okay, we will continue. You continue. Go ahead.
To this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness He gave us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed One. Bow. The teaching so completely explained by Him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened One. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened One. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened One. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha. The Tathagata is the pure One, the perfectly enlightened One. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished One, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and men. He is awake and holy in this world with His gods, demons, and kind spirits, His seekers and sages, celestial and human beings. He has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Pay homage. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise. I chant my praise to the teaching. I bow my head to this true bow.
Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha. They are the blessed ones, disciples who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed ones, disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement. The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I reveal, the teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I reveal, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I reveal, the salutation shall be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an arahant, a perfectly awakened being. Find the way leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, and death is dukkha. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha. Association with this light is dukkha. Separation from the light is dukkha. Not attaining one's wishes is dukkha. In brief, the five elements of class attachment are dukkha. These are as follow: attachment to form, attachment to feelings, attachment to perception, attachment to formation, attachment to sense consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciple in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, form is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, formations are impermanent, sense consciousness are impermanent, form is not self, feeling is not self, perception is not self, formations are not self,
Self-consciousness is not self. All conditions are transient. There is no self in the created or the uncreated. All of us are bound by birth, aging, and death. By sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. Bound by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering.
The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering. Okay, then after that, this one is an alternative version. Eh? The alternative version I also chant for you. Remembering the Blessed One, the Noble Lord, and Perfectly Enlightened One, who long ago attained Parinibbana. We had gone forth with faith from home to the homeless, and like the Blessed One, we practiced the holy life, being fully equipped with the Bhikkhu's system of training. May this holy life lead us to the end of suffering. Okay, that ends the morning chanting. Then we will do the closing puja. We will do the Thai tradition stuff. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namassami. Suakato bhagavato dhammo dhamma namasami. Sorry, it should be supatipanno. Supatipanno bhagavato sakasango sanghang namami. Okay, thank you. Like I said, all this puja chanting is to develop the faith, eh? The spiritual faculty of sadha virya. Then you pay respect mindfully. The spiritual faculty, they are five, but the first three is the most important. Actually, first two will lead to the third one, and the third one is the most important. Without sati, everything fails to be. Your meditation cannot progress, cannot even start. So because of that, we need to develop the understanding. So we're supposed to have this morning chanting, then after that you're supposed to have your formal meditation, sitting, walking, followed by daily mindfulness. So now what is the time? Oh, we are still early, huh? Okay, good. We got another 15 minutes, before you start your meditation. Okay, turn to your Heart Sutta book, Turn to Appendix 6. I read to you this one so that you all can go back after that, read through this chapter. All the appendix are very important. This one is on the training of the mind. Page 169, can hear? Page 169, Appendix 6. Got it? Huh? Everybody got it? Okay, training of the mind. Huh? Okay, anybody can locate the page? Okay, good. Training of the mind via understanding the essential Dhamma and meditation as taught by the Buddha. In bracket, the notes are compiled mainly from the various talk given by Brother Teo at Tiratana Buddhist Society Klang on the 20th of June 2014, Thursday class, especially the one held at Brother Suyan's house on the 10th of July 2014, and March 2014, Cameron Highland Retreat at Songpo Temple. This particular appendix, you all should thank Sister Ellen. She was the one that prepared the draft for me to edit. And she just, that time, just joined us for less than 3 months. She found the Dhamma so beautiful. Then after that, I edited. I actually make it very complete. Yeah. So this was how it comes about. Huh? First is a trained mind. What is a trained mind? That's why we come to retreat for meditation, is to train our mind. Well, this mind, if it's untrained, is heedless, think a lot. So we need to train. We train the mundane mind, yeah? Please understand. Because the true mind no need to train, already in sati, silent. The mundane mind is so heedless, you got to decondition, is heedless thinking, understand not? So now I read to you, what is a trained mind? A trained mind is always silent. So this is a criteria. If your mind is trained, it's always silent. Heedful, peaceful, relaxed, and naturally aware within. Such a mind is beautiful or not? Huh? You want to have such a mind, huh? Then work hard, strive on with heedfulness, train. Huh? When it's trained, it's always silent, heedful, peaceful, relaxed, and naturally aware within. You are already very near to enlightenment the moment you have this mind. As the Buddha said, the heedful never die. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. So the whole of cultivation is not so difficult. You only need to train your mind to be heedful. Next one is, it has the clarity born of inner peace and inner awareness to see things as they are, leading to the wisdom needed to arise the yoniso manasikara or wise attention at every moment of sense experience, so that one is always at peace with the moment to live life. And because your mind is aware, peaceful and silent, there is clarity, understand? Because it's not preoccupied with the thinking, it's not lost in thought, is not having all the fear, worry, anxiety and doubt. It's peaceful where it's just aware and silent. And because of that, that mind sitting as they are with clarity. And now you understand the difference, the big difference between the heedless thinking mind, mundane mind, and the true mind, the heedful mind. Then we go on. The mind that is trained, it will listen to you. Cannot what? Cannot sleep. Oh, never mind. It's okay. You just relax, Pauline. Just relax. You need to have a rest at the side. You can go. You need to bow like that. You bow. Don't worry. Just relax. Try not to listen to anything, just silent your mind. Then if you can understand, you just rejoice. Learn to rejoice. Have better mind state. Then just relax. Let things be. Okay. We continue. The trained mind, it will listen to you. If you want it to be silent, it will be just silent, peaceful and aware. It will just be so. You can use it and direct it appropriately to cultivate noble eightfold path, leading to the heedfulness. It will become like a servant to you. It will serve you well. Then the last characteristic of a trained mind is, a trained mind is ever mindful and constantly meditative. Hence is the base from which wisdom will keep on arising. Understand? So this is what a trained mind is all about. If you want to know whether your mind is trained or not, you just check against this, you will know. Then what is the characteristics of an untrained mind? An untrained mind is heedless. It thinks a lot and reacts easily to sense experience, and is constantly lost in thought most of the time, as per Dhammapada verse 21. The heedless are as if dead, because without sati, there is no heedfulness, no cultivation. So the heedless are as if dead. Then the untrained mind is like a devil's workshop, and it will make you very ill. The untrained mind, you have got no control over it. It actually controls you and takes over your life, causing you a lot of suffering and misery. That's why you don't live life, thought take over. The untrained mind is deluded with wrong view. It easily becomes angry, selfish, emotional and fearful, hence the suffering. Then the untrained mind is the thinking mind, the mundane mind, which is heedless. And this one needs to be trained. It has got no understanding of what is going on in life. It lacks wisdom because it is deluded. Then part three, training the mind. How do you train the mind? Without wisdom, living beings are heedless. Hence they suffer because they don't understand life. To understand life, one must understand the secret of life, which is the Four Noble Truths as taught by the Buddha. To understand the Four Noble Truths, one must train one's mind to be heedful, to understand what is going on in life, so as to understand who are you, who we are, what we are, and how our mind functions. So that we understand what causes the suffering and how our deluded mundane mind get muddled up in life. The untrained mind is heedless and not peaceful because the five mental hindrances of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and doubt. This mental hindrance will hinder one from entering the meditative state of inner peace with inner awareness. And to overcome the five mental hindrance, one only need to cultivate the opposite five spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya as taught by the Buddha. When the five spiritual faculties are there, the hindrance will be gone and the mind will be trained automatically. That's why you should work on the cultivation of the five spiritual faculties via your puja, or devotional practice and daily religious routine. So this is how you train your mind. Focus on the five spiritual faculties. Develop them until they are very stable. Then the three phases of Dhamma are Pariyatti, Patipatti and Pativeda. First phase of the Dhamma is Pariyatti. Pariyatti is the learning of the teaching of the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. Not until you finish this phase, you cannot really technically start the meditation. You cannot meditate on something that you don't understand. That's why you have to develop clear understanding. Meditation is to be done with understanding. I always emphasize on that. Otherwise, you become gullible. You will be doing all those things which are not fruitful at all. Then phase two is, after you have learned what that teaching is, you must determine to put it into practice, so that it can become a living reality. Patipatti, therefore, is the cultivation. We are putting the Dhamma learned into practice in daily life, so that it can become a living reality.
Then after that, the third phase will arise, Pativeda, which is reaping the fruits of one's cultivation or hard work, or the fruit of your hard work. Then the next page, I will leave it to you later on to read, because it's almost 9 o'clock. You have to start your meditation. So the three type of what they call three turning that will lead to the three type of wisdom, they are all stated there. Sutamaya panya, cintamaya panya, bhavanamaya panya. Later when we have time, we will continue. We will go through this. So you read the rest yourself. So now I will off the light for you. You can do your meditation. Okay.